Nowadays, the Mohegan tribe of Connecticut is best known for its casino. But back in the 1730s, one of its leaders gambled on a diplomatic mission to London. He was called Mahomet Wainoman, and he hoped to ask King George II to restore his tribe's land, which was claimed by British colonists. He never returned. Mahomet died of smallpox in London in 1736. So today, 270 years later, there was a formal remembrance for Mahomet in London, and this time the monarch showed up. Queen Elizabeth II was in attendance as the unfortunate chief was granted a proper burial, Mohegan style. Tribe chairman Bruce Two Dogs Bosom took part in the ceremony for Mahomet.
Unfortunately, he's never had a traditional ceremony from our tribe. So today we came here and we honored him with our smudge, which is the burning of the sage in the shell, the tobacco we offer back to the earth.
What brought Mahomet to London in the 1730s was a long and convoluted tale, land deals, conflicting court rulings and decrees in New England and Great Britain, and the gradual appropriation of all of the tribe's territory. Walter Woodward is the Connecticut state historian.
By the 1720s, the land situation in Connecticut had gotten completely out of hand. And in some cases, people said their right of purchase came from the Mohegans, and others it came from this person and others from that person. One of the things that Connecticut did to try to solve this very serious land conflict was, at one point, they alienated all of the Indian claims.
And so Mahomet went to England to appeal to the king. A letter he carried begins, "To His Most High and Excellent Majesty George II, King of Great Britain." The Mohegan tribe, it reads, would be reduced to the miserable necessity of leaving its native lands unless King George could intervene. It was a rare occasion in London, the visit of an American Indian chief, and his fate was unfortunately common as well, to catch smallpox and die. Because he wasn't English, Mahomet could not be buried in the city of London. His remains instead were carried across the Thames to the grounds of Southwark Cathedral. Lynn Malerba, vice chair of the Mohegan tribe, says this was more than many foreigners might have been granted in death.
It was very rare, I think, that anyone who was not from England was allowed to be buried in a cathedral in England. So he actually was honored, and he had a funeral procession through the streets, and he was allowed to be buried at St. Mary's Over Burial Place, which is now part of Southwark Cathedral.
In 1736, Mahomet was laid to rest in an unmarked plot among strangers. Today, Queen Elizabeth II unveiled a granite stone in the cathedral's courtyard, a customary marker for a Mohegan chief's burial place. And while it's too late for Mahomet, the Mohegans today gave the Queen a copy of his original petition and a peace pipe.